Also this, no title.
Wrong from the start. No, hardly, but seeing he'd been born in a half-savage country, out of date, he fished by obstinate isles.
Actually, I should read this brief public service announcement here, which I think is appropriate for...
I have not tampered with anything. I have simply removed and reallocated the parts.
Of what can it such, as which sense can it not?
This is a selection from a rather unscrupulous raid that I made.
Blasted stochastically, thought detectors tossed together with targeted segments of remorse.
The poet takes too many messages.
With the structural trends and the styles of folding defined by foliation, fold axes, bedding, and sometimes by signifier anomalies.
Surreptitiously trips resolute tourniquet.
The case presents no adjunct to the muse's diadem. The age demanded an image of its accelerated grimace. Something for the modern stage, not at any rate an attic.
Surely I can reduce this in its scope and size, exactly the position that they occupy in the text as we have it, but I thought that I might be able to perform some kind of...
Killing whatever was there before.
For two gross of broken statues, for a few thousand battered books. These fought in any case, and some believing, pro domo in any case, some quick, some sure.
Bleached to the point of subordination.
Some from weakness, some from censure, some for love of slaughter in imagination, learning daring as never before, wastage as never before, frankness as never before.
No one listens to poetry. The ocean does not mean to be listened to. A drop or crash of water, it means nothing. It is bread and butter, pepper and salt, the death that young men hope for. Aimlessly it palms ashore, white and aimless signals. No one listens to poetry.
And the minutes burn a hole in my socket, the second scar a moment after gone, but wayward knows no way than toil's triumphalous deflation, tailoring tokens to abutments.
For him to build a house on, 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 to...
Disillusions as never told in the old days. Laughter out of dead bellies. There died a myriad, and were the best among them for an old bitch gone in the teeth.
Among the giant thrust sheets and naps found in many origins, these long curvilinear belts of compressive deformation produced by the collision of narratives, and in their accretionary form containing very little reworked older text.
Get the rhythm. That sheet stuffs a lot of cheese. Man, I make them crazy with my harmony. Nobody else but me. They can't copy it.
With increasing speed and frequency...
The trouble with comparing a poet to a radio is that radios don't develop scar tissue. The tubes burn out, or with a transistor, which most souls are, the battery or diagram burns out, replaceable or not replaceable.
Many emotions and cognition leave a projective film over the poems, making them difficult to perceive. Careful readers maintain a measured distortion-free comprehension to avoid damaging the meaning.
poet is a radio. The poet is a liar.
Fire, fire.
What's happening? What are they saying?
Not certainly the obscure reveries of the inward gaze. Better mendacities than the classics and paraphrase.
Or on. What? Once. One. Long. Very. A by. Thing. Most, much, part, much, a back, post, right match sent, will weigh, off or, to some thing will, I.
The poet is a counterpunching radio, and those messages, God would not damn them, do not ever know they are champions.
Room in the hangman's house. It is seen dimly at first because the spotlight is on the corpse of a small baby, which hangs from the ceiling by 1 foot. This is the murdered babe. As it begins to sing, it spins round and round.
Various and manifold, she had taken all his categories by surprise.
And or add 1 sheet of blank paper to a stack for every day that you reject a concept.
By which you mean, as if you didn't.
Certain enjambment, virtual expiation. I don't know what you mean.
And or stay on the scene like a vending machine, and or take no for an answer, write the book that occurs between proper help, and or begin to read out loud with a mouthful of ball bearings that you spit out one by one into a metal bowl, and then when you're finished, begin to put them back into your mouth one by one, but never stop your reading.
Scarcely less, or perhaps even more. The way it boldly took him was to make him want more wants.
A prose kinema. For a botched civilization.
Been as nor can of whence what, never even as, a single ever still of when as now then, about, not whence ever till such can what it to through, as about then as till such hence its which of what it can, since which not, even then of as now, till since then, down of, among like both and either whole.
And what is the zero that marks the place of one who writes? A bit scattered my brain, perhaps, but not yet my bones, which I've carried around all my life, and by my own strength. So I embark on writing with a shout at the sea around me, the surface of language.
In the wilds of the rotated X.
Why, oh, why are you so evil?
A new ideology of Uvel, Evel, Evil, evil menaces society. Abortion, abomination, in his best-selling scriptures book, Memory and Identity. Sisters and nieces, mothers, aunts and daughters, Deus hic, God is drunk. At these words, words, heaven, rose, glued, the deepest sound, son, sound, a song and sung, entuned in tone, a dense clamour, clamour cries out. Love is living, the earth quakes, quaketh, shakes under their feet, some sort of deep taboo of drum or drone. My tale is almost done.
The vessel's not important, but the shout is, it brings the body. Rhythmic, paradictic, the old oral forms, repetition, alliteration. And if I don't use formulae and proverbs, I at least play among their echoes in the inner ear.
Torched, but never touched. Saddled with torque, torso of history's elephantine grunge, grudge. Bombastic, emblematic erasure strip, pining. Gurgle against dust, put a flume in the goggling apparatus, hazelnut boom in the micturating cadavers of mottled obliquity and fractal obeisance.
Intricate lines, complex across gaps and fissures, toward the distance needed for full understanding, where the void opens its one eye that never closes. Swallows, missiles, helicopters, wounded bodies, budding leaves, the sun rising out of the electric sea.
Objects such as ingots, addressed to various arts institutions, but bearing as a return address the homes of various critics or judges.
Streets glistening with rain.
And or exercise the ghost of content, and or run out of things on which to write.
Tin cans, plastic bags, armchairs, playing cards, a prisoner on a leech.
And or imagine a world where the job of a critic is to describe the interior structure of writing because all writing is hollow, and then go on to write from this perspective an unflinching assessment of your worst work.
Chimneys, cigarette butts, colors shifting in the sky, rooftops, maples, Humvees, tanks, fields of wildflowers and landmines in one big blooming confusion. Or the other side of language, where I am mute and the unsaid weighs heavy on the tip of the tongue. A foretaste of death. Thank you.
And or hurl it into the void, and or demonstrate the autonomy of the audience.